Democrats in the Washington State House have passed a $12 an hour minimum wage measure. The party line vote late Tuesday followed a lengthy and passionate debate. The proposal now goes to the Washington Senate, where it's likely to receive a chilly reception. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
The $12 minimum wage would phase in over 4 years.
This is a modest policy.
Democrat Jessen Farrell is the prime sponsor. She said it would put $350 more per month in the pocket of a minimum wage worker.
And while that is not a huge amount, that allows you to get your car fixed. It allows you to go to the dentist, maybe, and get your teeth fixed.
Republicans like Liz Pike argued that a $12 minimum wage would mean fewer opportunities for teenagers to get that first job.
And it will have chilling effects on an entire generation of young people in this state.
The House measure would not keep cities like Seattle and SeaTac from enacting even higher base wages. Washington has the highest state minimum wage in the country at $9.47 an hour. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.